Hey, this is W2OP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
I'm Beverly Bonnet. I'm the founder of Black Girls Rock and the founder and creator of the BGR Fest coming up in Washington, D.C.
Yes, it's going to be at the Kennedy Center from March 9th through March 12th, Thursday through Sunday. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
All right. I want to go, you know, day by day through the lineup in one moment. But first, let's big picture it. Like, what year are we in with Black Girls Rock? Like, when did you found it? And sort of what was the idea behind founding it originally?
I started Black Girls Rock in 2006. I started the award show, the very first thing I started. And we were in a small art gallery in Brooklyn, New York, where we teamed up with VH1's Hip Hop Honors. And we, our first two honorees were two prominent women in hip hop, DJ Jazzy Joyce, who was a pioneer DJ, and the legendary MC Light. By year two, we'd gone from the art gallery to Lincoln Center. And at that point, we were being touted by Viacom, both VH1 and BET. And finally, in 2010, we took the award show to BET, to television. And so I think that's where most people got familiar with Black Girls Rock. But in addition to the award show that we had yearly, I wanted to create another platform to be able to elevate the voices and art of so many women who still don't get the opportunities to have their work showcased. So I started the BGR Fest in partnership with the Kennedy Center. I want to say 4 years now we have been at the Kennedy Center.
Wow. So the actual Black Girls Rock Award started in, when did you say, 2004, 2005, something like that?
2006,
but,
yeah.
2006. But the BGR Fest has only been at the Kennedy Center for about 4 years. So relatively new, but nonetheless, a tradition that is beginning and hopefully runs for a long time at the Kennedy Center.
Yes, absolutely. I love the partnership with Kennedy Center. I love what they represent and what this represents for our brand. So it's an incredible partnership. And we love being in Washington, D.C.
Awesome. Well, we love having you. So without further ado, let's go into some of the fun events, the lineup. And I'd like to take it, a day at a time so our listeners can sort of chronologically map out, you know, put stuff on their calendar if they can go.
Sure.
All right. So on Thursday, March 9th, what do we have? I know there's some stuff, I guess, both at Millennium Stage and in some of the larger venues, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. First, we have a millennial stage, which is absolutely free to the public. And we have a young up-and-coming harpist and singer, Kayla Ortiz, who is based out of Los Angeles. And she's got some really incredible melodic, what is the word? It feels like almost like meditation. It's beautiful. Her music is beautiful. And I think you're in for a treat with that. And it's absolutely free. You just have to go onto the Kennedy Center site to register for tickets. And then that night we have our launch party. And we actually are launching a new brand under the Black Girls Rock umbrella, which is our new digital media platform, Black Girls Bond. So this is the launch party for that event, and that will be at Studio K, starting at 7:30, and that will kick off with Mumu Fresh, who's from DC, and also DC's own go-go band, Belladonna, and Ty Alexander, who's out of Baltimore, Maryland, as well as DJ Active, who is currently Janet Jackson's DJ, and myself. I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but I am a DJ. In fact, some people thought my first name was DJ and my middle name was Beverly and my last name is Bond.
DJ Beverly Bond. I'm pretty sure that's where the Black Girls Bond name comes from. It's not James Bond, folks. It's Beverly Bond. I love it.
Yes. And so we're excited about that. We're also excited about the launch of Black Girls Bond, but the party is a kind of kickoff to celebrate that. And that will be a daily digital beauty, wellness, fashion publication that we are launching. So that's happening on the 9th.
Awesome. Sounds like a great way to kick it all off. Big opening party. And then if they want to come out on day two, Friday, March 10th, Friday is always the end of the work week and they want to unwind and have some fun at the Kennedy Center. What do we got for BGR Fest on Friday the 10th?
Okay, so Feature First Friday the 10th, it starts at 9:30. We're going to be at Studio K, and we have a series after dark, right? So the BGR Fest After Dark presents Who Rocks Next, and these are artists who are not always new. Sometimes they're regrouping and re-presenting, and we have a real strong Philly night. A group out of Philadelphia known as Aries has a new project coming out. They have been in the business for a minute, but they have a new project coming out, so they're going to be a part of it. And also another artist who has revamped her career, Reese, who she came out a while ago, and Santa Gold was one of her writers, so that's really interesting. And then we have this new artist, Kenya Vaughn, out of Philadelphia, and she is going to be one of those game-changing artists. Her voice, her lyrics, her execution, she's really amazing. So I'm excited that we have this platform to be able to present her to the world. And I think it's another night, you know, if you're into partying for the whole weekend, I think this is another night you don't want to miss.
Exactly.
And well, I told you, DJ Ty Alexander, who is out of Baltimore, she will be the DJ on that night.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds like another great night. So 2 days so far, so good. All right. Now day three on Saturday, March 11th, the BGR concert. What do we have on the 11th? Well, actually, there's two things, right? There's BGR yeah. concert and Black Men Rock. I have three things. Black yes. girls. All right, just tell me about all of them.
Okay. So we start with the Millennial stage again, and DC's own The Amours are going to be on the Millennial stage. And again, that is a free stage starting at 6 o'clock. It's live stream. They are another powerful, soulful group out of Washington, D.C., and again, not to be missed. And if you're there at 6 o'clock, you might as well stay for the concert that starts, I believe, at 7:30. I think doors open at 7:30. Don't quote me on that, but there is information on the Kennedy Center. However, for the Black Girls Rock main stage concert, we have Jade Nova, who is an artist, comedian. She's really, really creative and super dope. Alice Smith, who's from DC and is just a powerhouse, phenomenal four octave vocalist, and Estelle, who is a incredible artist, rapper, you know, a British, you know, powerhouse who's been here for a while now. So we're excited about that concert. We think it's going to be just another one for the books. People are really looking forward to it. And I think what's really nice is Alice Smith is from DC, and she is really one of those artists that just, you know, you stop in your tracks for. And I think she's really representing her hometown. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing her on the Kennedy Center stage. So we're so excited about it to be able to present it. And then after that, we go over to Studio K, and that starts after the main stage concert. It might start, it might be a little bit of crossover, but we have Black Men Rock, and that's the other BGR Fest After Dark, where we're celebrating the contributions of male music artists. One of them is indie rock artist Bizarre Royale, who also happens to be my husband, but he's been a rock hip hop artist signed to DMX for a long time, and is continuing to do his whole ghetto metal movement. And then we have hip hop luminaries, legendary group Dead Prez, as well headlining that stage. So it's going to be the whole day, you know, you might as well start at six and just rock out all the way through.
Well, hang on. Before we move on from that, you said your husband, Bizarre Royale, you said he was a protege of the late, great DMX?
Yeah, he was.
I need to know that connection, because I grew up, I could probably sing every word to every DMX song, so yeah, I need to know that connection.
Yeah, and Bizarre was on a couple of the songs with DMX as well. If you know, you can look him up and you'll see. I mean, I don't want to brag about my husband like that, but
I want you to brag. What song? What DMX songs was he on?
Wrong or Right. You can look him up. But Bizarre is, you know, he leans in more of a rock artist, but he is, you know, he's rock and soul, and he has a whole ghetto metal movement that has been super successful in New York. It's kind of the other Afropunk is what I would say ghetto metal is. And so, yeah, he's been doing his thing for a minute. And this is a really great stage to showcase this. And we wanted to bring in, men to support the work that we're doing, but also to support the art and to celebrate Hip Hop 50. So this is, really exciting for us. And DJ Ty Alexander will also be spinning on this night as well.
Wow. Well, that's super cool. All right. And then I guess the final day on Sunday, March 12th, you're calling it the BGR Film Forum. So what we got?
Yeah, so we actually do a film festival in DC in the summertime, which is coming back, but we are doing a shortened version of that, a film forum, where we are, and this is free, we're showing a Sunday movie matinee, and the movie is actually based on this woman, Nicola Mitchell, and it's called Giving Hope, the Nicola Mitchell story, starring Tatiana Ali, and it's a story about her life as a author and inspirational speaker who, after experiencing sexual violence as a young girl, she founded this organization dedicated to helping other at-risk girls. So this is going to be a powerful story. But what's really cool is we're going to have a talk back with the cast and the creators. Nicola will be there. Tatiana Ali will be there. The director will be there. So this is going to be a great way to wind down and spend your Sunday. And again, this is a free event that starts at 3. I believe the movie starts at 3. Doors might open at 2:30 at the Justice Forum at the Reach on the Kennedy Center. And so this is a great way to spend the Sunday afternoon, at a free event, that is going to be a powerful movie. It's coming out a lifetime. It won't be out until, I believe, April. So you're getting a sneak peek if you come to this event.
Awesome. Early chance to see it. And not to mention meet the cast. That's so cool that Tatiana Ali's going to be there. We all remember her from The Fresh Prince. So come on out. You can ask some questions. Maybe if you're lucky, maybe she'll even sing Make Up Your Mind by Ashley Banks.
Yes. You know what?
Remember that?
And she's still singing. So that's really nice. And actually she's on, I don't know if you know this, but she has a recurring role on The New Bel-Air.
The Peacock sort of, I don't want to call it a reboot. Yeah. It's like a, I don't even know, reimagining or whatever you want to call it. But yeah.
So that's, it's always exciting, to see Tatiana doing, the work that she does. And I'm excited about this movie.
Cool. And just real quick for my purposes, you said it's going to be on Lifetime in April?
Yes, it's going to be on Lifetime. I will get you the correct dates, but I believe it is April.
Okay, cool. Well, I can just say the upcoming Lifetime movie, but this is your chance to see it early here at Kennedy Center.
Yes.
All right, very cool. Well, I have more than enough to work with, so thank you so much. I guess just sort of in closing, pretend I'm not even here and talk directly to our listeners and say, hey, DC, come on out to BGR Fest. You're going to have a good time. Something like that.
Okay. Hey, DC, this is Beverly Bond, founder of Black Girls Rock, and I hope you all join us for an amazing rocking time in DC at the BGR Fest.
Awesome. I really appreciate you joining us. Hit us back up this summer for the, the BGR, what'd you say, the Film Fest thing.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
We'll do a whole separate thing, on that. But yeah, thanks so much. This is going to be great.
Thank you so much. This is awesome.